I think Indianapolis strives to be a place where it doesn't matter who you are or what your income level is, you ought to be able to have a home that is affordable. And whether that's market rate residential housing downtown, which is exploding, or whether that's workforce housing or below market rate housing, however you want to define the term affordable, it needs to be affordable for everyone in the city of Indianapolis. And that's what we are committed to providing. We've made historic investments over the course of the pandemic period in making more units of affordable housing available for more residents of our city. And I would be remiss if I didn't say we need to continue that pace, because like other urban areas, as you mentioned, housing and housing affordability are top of mind. Now, I'm proud, just as two examples, I'm proud of the property tax relief that the City County Council passed for residents in homeowners in the city of Indianapolis, which was provided to homeowners. 90% of homeowners were positively impacted by the one-time credit that the council authorized, and that was in May of this year. That type of assistance in affordability does, I think, go a long way. It doesn't answer the question completely, because property values have gone up, and that's why the council decided, well, we ought to do something about that and give them some assistance. The other program I would point to is our Riverside Anti-Displacement program, where the city is making a concerted effort. And Riverside is almost a pilot type of project that we would like to see maybe scaled up and expanded into other neighborhoods. But in essence, it is our effort to try to slow down, if not eliminate altogether, the displacement that occurs, unfortunately, when property values are rising and therefore your property tax bills are rising. And if you are a longtime multi-generational homeowner who may be on a fixed income, retired or otherwise, in too many instances, people are unfortunately having to move. And we want to arrest that, stop it, so that homeowners have valuable property, particularly those who have been intergenerational residents, to be able to stay. And Riverside was a fantastic neighborhood in which to begin this pilot program, the anti-displacement commitment we're making, because of the history there. You have people who have called Riverside home for more years than I've been on earth. And those are the people that we are bending over backwards to try to keep them housed and housed in affordable ways.